Hello and welcome. Anne McEwan from 2M Power here today. We're going to talk about fatigue today. We all know that we can suffer from tiredness, and we know the simple common things that we should do, like get to bed early, drink plenty of water, get out and get fresh air, do activities like exercise that then make us emotionally, physically and mentally tired. But there are a few other things that I thought I'd share with you today that you might not have come across before. Tiredness often comes from boredom, and boredom comes from either not doing enough or doing things that you just don't enjoy. And often we find ourselves, maybe particularly at work, that we're doing things that we have to, but not because we want to. So I'd like to share the idea of you with you, the idea of laughter, that if we can laugh, that really releases endorphins and good feeling hormones into our system and can really lift our spirits. And when our attitude is changed, then the tiredness lifts. And I know that might sound like a theory, but I would actually like to challenge you to try it. So when you start to laugh, others will laugh with you. The other thing that works really well is fast breathing. Now, we all know about breathing slowly to calm down and to relax and to help ourselves settle. But when we're tired and so settled that we don't want to move, the opposite can be true. So I'd like you to just sit now with your feet on the floor. In fact, stand up. Because as soon as we get the body moving, the physiology has a more positive impact on the mind, and the mind controls a lot of when we feel bored and tired. So stand up, and I want you to just put your hands on your diaphragm, just at the bottom of your rib cage, and start to breathe, and breathe faster and faster. And this is going to sound silly and probably look even sillier, but it's a great thing to do. So you just go... And what you'll find is that the blood starts to pump and you start to get more oxygen in, and the whole body starts to speed up. And before you know it, you actually feel more energetic. Now, while you're standing and doing that, if you can also move the body, that helps too. The other thing I want is that we ask yourself, am I really exhausted, or am I just imagining it, or do I just feel exhausted? Like, really question yourself, well, if I am really exhausted, is it because I've been staying up till midnight? Is it because I carried heavy boxes all day yesterday? Is it because I've had a lot of stress at work? And it might be, actually, I'm not exhausted, I'm bored. And so it's your attitude that needs to change. And that word attitude can conjure up things. None of us deliberately want to be down or tired or fed up. But controlling our attitude can be really hard. So try the breathing, try the laughing. And one other tip is just to have a few affirmations that you repeat to yourself every day. So instead of "I am tired," when you say that, the subconscious mind goes, "Oh, tired, let's find her more tired." And so you become more tired. But if you say "I am alert," then the unconscious mind goes, "Ah, she's alert, what we're going to do now," and helps you to feel brighter. "I am happy." And it's not being untruthful or dishonest with yourself. It's actually using these external influences to encourage the mind, or to awaken the mind. And whether you believe it works or not doesn't really matter, because science has shown us that it actually does work, that we can retrain the brain. And if you tell your mind that you're happy, it will take that on board and it will find more happiness. So I ask you to just try those few techniques today. I hope that you find them helpful and that you're less fatigued in the future.